After a decade of dedication, Iran has made leaps and bounds in a relatively new but undoubtedly revolutionary science, nanotechnology. Iran is now 15th in the global nanotechnology ranking. That's a great improvement from the year 2000, when Iran ranked 60th in nanotechnology development. Nanotechnology is relatively recent in scientific research, emerging around 3 decades ago. It presents a whole range of possibilities by manipulating materials on an atomic and molecular scale. This science has already led to the creation of new materials and devices that are used in medicine, electronics, biomaterials, and energy production. And because of its huge potential, nanotechnology is also the subject of controversy. Naturally, any such venture threatens to damage the environment by producing toxins that cannot return to their source. But there is no avoiding nanotechnology's advance. This is the nano age. Nanotechnology will inevitably affect every area of human life, enhancing performance and taking technology to a whole new level of small, smart, and attractive. From cameras no bigger than credit cards to memory chips 100 times more compact than today's devices, nanotech is taking its first decisive steps in changing the world as we know it. The race has begun, and countries around the world are flexing their technological muscles, pouring funds into nanotech research. Iran, too, has entered that race and hopes to become a leading figure in the field. In this program, we'll be looking at Iran's nanotech activities and the goals set for the future. Iran's nanotech activities began in the year 2000, and 2 years later the country's Nanotechnology Initiative Council was established. Iran's economic development plan incorporates nanotechnology as an area that must be focused on, and in the country's yearly budget, funds are allocated to this science. There are many reasons why countries, including Iran, are pumping money into nanotechnology. Its potential effect on the world has been compared to the revolutionary impact of the steam engine and the internet. No one wants to be left behind. Iran has set goals for itself and is reaching them at a record pace. Nanotechnology is now being studied in Iranian schools, websites have been set up, books and a nanotechnology dictionary have been published, as well as hundreds of articles on the science.
We started public awareness and advocacy about nanotechnology. And fortunately, right now, even our school children are familiar with the potentials of nanotechnology and what nanotechnology is. But the point is that when we set this mission to be among the top 15 countries regarding science generation, Iran was among, the rank of Iran was 59 in the world in year 2000. And right now, fortunately, we are among the top 12 countries in the, in science generation in nanotechnology.
Iran has held 3 nanotechnology exhibitions, the last being an international fair. Iran's next international nanotech fair will be held in October, simultaneously with the 8th Asian Nano Forum and the Grand Industries Exhibition. These exhibitions are aimed at raising awareness and introducing and marketing nanotech products. Various countries will be participating, introducing their latest nanotech products.
ما هر سال معمولا برای اینکه پتانسیل ها و توانمندی های کشور رو و دستاورد ها رو ارائه بدیم، جشنواره ای رو داریم که امسال هم در حقیقت 4th جشنواره فناوری نانو که بین در تاریخ 5 تا 9 اکتبر در حقیقت 2011 هست خواهیم داشت، که در این جشنواره کلیه مرکز تحقیقاتی، شرکت‌ها و مجموعه های فعال در حوزه نانو در اینجا آخرین دستاوردهای خودشون رو ارائه میدن. امسال هم من خدمتتون عرض بکنم که خوشبختانه اجلاس ایژین نانو فورام که یکی از در حقیقت فورام های بسیار مطرح با حضور 15 کشور آسیایی در حقیقت عضو هست، در حاشیه این جشنواره شرکت خواهد کرد.
We call it festival because a range of nanotechnology activities are presented over there. Actually, our technology park, universities, incubation centers regarding nanotechnology, they all participate. Even we have a section for children, Nano Club. They are showing experiments, very simple experiment to show school children the basic phenomena of nanotechnology in a very simple language. And also about 200 Iranian companies involved in nanotechnology activities are presenting their products over there. And some of these products actually have entered international market. Beside that, we actually have other sorts of activity like nanotechnology shops and nanotechnology, all sorts of activities over there.
The huge potential presented by nanotechnology is being recognized worldwide. It's revolutionizing every form of science and aspect of human life. So it's understandable why any country with the means to do so is making nanotechnology a priority in its schools and universities.
به هر حال اگه ما وارد نانو نشیم، به خاطر تاثیرگذاری بسیار زیاد نانو در صنایع مختلف در آینده کاربران این تکنولوژی خواهیم بود و همیشه مجبوریم که وابسته به خارج باشیم. از اون طرف نمیتونیم تکنولوژی ارزیابی کنیم. به عنوان مثال پیش بینی این هست که تا 2015 تا جایی که یادمه 50% داروها مبتنی بر نانو بشه، یعنی داروهایی که الان استفاده میشه برن به سمت نانو. خب ما به هر حال باید بتونیم اینا رو داشته باشیم، تولید کنیم، استفاده کنیم. و هر کشوری به هر حال بخواد در حقیقت یک کشوری باشه که آینده بزرگی رو برای خودش متصور باشه، بایستی یک دید در حقیقت باز به تکنولوژی‌های جدید داشته باشه و اونهایی که با زیرساختاش، با توانمندی‌هاش سازگاری داره بگیره و توسعه بده.
خب ایران یک کشور نفت‌خیزه. ممکن سوال بشه که خب چرا ما به جای این که بیاییم بیشتر فوکاس کنیم رو صنعت نفت، اومدیم حالا انرژی گذاشتیم در فناوری نانو؟ علتش خیلی روشنه. به خاطر اینکه با این فناوری ما میتونیم محصولات ارزانتری رو تو صنایع نفت تولید کنیم، ما میتونیم راندمان استخراج نفتمون رو بهبود بدیم، ما میتونیم در حقیقت محصولات پتروشیمیاییمون رو توسعه بدیم و یا در بسیاری از عرصه‌های دیگه.
So where is Iran in the race? Well, it's Iran's academic achievements that have propelled it into the world's top 20 nanotechnology ranking. The number of Iranian articles on nanotechnology published in journals indexed by ISI, the Institute for Scientific Information, was only 8 in the year 2000. Now in the year 2011, Iran has published around 2,000 nanotech articles. Eight Iranian universities now offer PhDs in nanotechnology. Another 20 offer an MS in the science, and right now about 10,000 university professors and students are busy researching nanotechnology. And around 5,000 theses have been written on the subject. We met with Professor Saad Nejad, who teaches at Iran's Sharif University. He's published 39 ISI-approved nanotech articles and says Iran is doing well, but it mustn't slacken the pace.
Nanotechnology would be useful for our country and would return the investment that has been done in the recent years while we continue this progress. And it's not right to stop or to slow down. Sometimes we feel that is enough, we have done a lot, so we are at the top peak of progress, that's it. This is not correct. I think the whole world is working. We have to also run as they are running.
Professor Saad Najjar showed us some nanomaterials now being worked on. This is a lightweight, tremendously strong building material, and this substance will be used to replace damaged bones. It's light, flexible, but strong, suitable for one day replacing the lumbar vertebra. And this is an alloy that changes shape when exposed to heat. This material could be used to make nanoorganisms to be used in the human body to trap cancer cells and prevent them from spreading. And this is a brick-like material that can be used for building certain car and aeroplane parts, and because it's porous, it's light in weight. Strong and light are very desirable properties for any vehicle, because less fuel is needed to propel it forward. So what goes on in the lab has to be conducive with demand. Every human endeavor has to cater to a specific need and help the global machine work smoother.
چاپ مقالات معتبر بین‌المللی ارزش است، ولی انتهای کار نیست. انتهای کار و اون هدفی که ما از روز اول قرار دادیم بحث تولید ثروت بود، که تولید ثروت از طریق ایجاد این شرکت‌ها و تولید محصولات فراهم میشه. بنابراین بایستی این زیرساخت‌ها رو فراهم می‌کردیم. در 5 سال اول متمرکز شدیم روی ایجاد این زیرساخت‌ها و فراهم کردن الزامات. الان در فرآیند ادامه برنامه ما، برنامه فاز در حقیقت سوم برنامه ما، ما عمده در حقیقت فوکاسمون در بحث تجاری سازی هست.
So nanotechnology research and innovation is and must be driven by the all-important rule of supply and demand. And it's the entrepreneurs of society that are busy identifying in what areas nanotechnology can be applied to make life easier.
فرصت رو به این شکل تعریف میکنن که نیازی که وجود داره و بهش پاسخ داده نشده، یا مسئله‌ای که موجوده و حل نشده، این خودش یک فرصت ایجاد میکنه که مبتنی بر این فرصت ما بریم یک فعالیت کارآفرینانه رو انجام بدیم. خب ما در حوزه‌های مختلف میایم و این فرصت‌ها رو شناسایی می‌کنیم. به عنوان مثال آلودگی‌هایی که در محیط زیست وجود داره. آلودگی‌های هوا، آلودگی‌های آب، آلودگی‌های خاک. خیلی از این معضلات و آلودگی‌ها می‌تونن با استفاده از نانوفناوری حل بشن. ما میایم تحقیق می‌کنیم، پروژه‌های متعدد تحقیقاتی رو تعریف کردیم که این فرصت‌ها رو بتونیم شناسایی کنیم. به عنوان مثال آلودگی‌های هوا چطور میتونن با استفاده از نانوفناوری حل بشن، آلودگی‌های آب چطور میتونن حل بشن، یا در زمینه کشاورزی در صنایع مختلفی چه کاربردهای نانوفناوری میتونه داشته باشه که این کاربردها بازار دارن و در نهایت میتونن به یک کسب و کار تبدیل بشن، یا در صنعت خودرو، در صنعت رنگ، در صنعت جاده سازی، در صنعت راه و ساختمان، در صنعت نفت. این حوزه‌هایی است که در واقع ما تعریف کردیم که فرصت‌های موجود رو، نیازهایی که وجود داره رو شناسایی کنیم. در واقع مبتنی بر رصد بازار این کار رو انجام می‌دیم.
Mr. Hejazi says the entrepreneur must also be monitoring global advancements in any particular field and bringing state-of-the-art technology to his or her country. The world is fast approaching a day where no science can stand independent from nanotechnology. This field is interdisciplinary. That means it combines two or more academic fields, creating a new one by crossing the boundaries. According to Professor Arpanai, who has a PhD in biotechnology, nanotechnology is one of the most important new mergers in the field of science.
The combination of these two emerging these two interdisciplinary fields emerging in science and technology, it can provide new opportunities, and it can open a new window to be able to develop new technologies to solve human beings problems we face nowadays in the world. like we have a lot of issues regarding the air pollution, for example, or water contamination. These problems can be solved, hopefully, in a very close future, by technologies developed from a combination of nanotechnology and biotechnology.
There are certain areas where Iran feels the need for nanotechnology to step in and solve some issues. The head of Iran's nanotechnology laboratory network runs it down for us.
در کشور ما خب به خاطر اینکه به هر حال یک کشوری هستیم با محدودیت منابع انسانی و منابع سرمایه‌ای باید یه سری پرایوریتی ستینگ انجام میدادیم و اولویت‌های رو تعیین می‌کردیم. 5 حوزه به عنوان اولویت انتخاب شده. حوزه اول به خاطر منابع عظیم نفت و گازمون استفاده بهتر از حوزه نفت و گاز هست با استفاده از نانوتکنولوژی و همچنین کلن حوزه انرژی که حالا شاید فراتر از بحث نفت و گاز بحث در حقیقت سولار سل های با راندمان بالاتر بحث فیول سل رو در حقیقت شامل بشه. بحث بعدی تو حوزه بهداشت و سلامت هست که یه سری بیماری های صعب العلاج وجود داره که در رأسشون سرطان تو کشور ما بسیار مهمه. به همین خاطر کارهای زیادی تو حوزه کانسر تراپی و همچنین در حقیقت شناخت و تشخیص زود هنگام این بیماری شده که حالا من نمونه هاش خواهم گفت. حوزه دیگه حوزه محیط زیست و آب هست. به حال آب یک مسئله مهم برای ما است. محیط زیست الان ما با موضوعاتی مثل آلودگی هوا مواجه هستیم. حوزه دیگه کانستراکشن و ساختمان هست و یک حوزه بیسی هست که تو همه حوزه‌ها بهش نیاز داریم، اون حوزه در حقیقت تولید متریال‌های نانو برای استفاده‌های مختلف است.
But others disagree and say demand is not clearly outlined.
Priorities for research are not really clear for researchers. If priorities are determined exactly by officials or by industry, then researchers can focus on those problems and try to find solutions for those problems, try to focus their concentrate their research on those subjects.
So where do we see nanotechnology being used in Iran? In agriculture, one example would be the stabilization of soils and preventing soil erosion. Iran's petroleum industry is now using a process called hydroconversion to turn heavy oil into light oil using nanocatalysts. In medicine, Iranian scientists have made intelligent drugs like Angiparse, a herbal supplement for treating diabetic wounds, and iMod, which is used to reduce HIV transmission. Nanotechnology has led to the production of nanomaterials like metallic oxides and improved metals. Carbon nanotubes can be used in hydrogen storage and for the production of composites and for supporting petrochemical catalysts. Iran has also used this technology to make equipment for the synthesis of nanometric fibers on lab and industrial scale. And another achievement has been the manufacturing of erosion-resistant concrete made out of nanometric additives. Nanotechnology has also helped produce glass that deflects harmful ultraviolet rays and repels heat. This can be used to keep heat in or keep it out, depending on the season. We went to the industrial town of Sarver to visit one of the biggest low-emission glass companies in the Middle East to get a closer look at how nanotechnology has revolutionized the industry.
Nanosilver has its own characteristics that it can IR the electromagnetic waves and it can stop the IR waves. The result of this is that we تو زمستون وقتی داخل خونمون رو میخواییم گرمش کنیم از انرژی کمتری استفاده کنیم، چون هر جسم گرمی، هر جسمی که بخواد داخل خونه رو گرم کنه، مقداری از گرماشو از طریق تابش میتونه از دست بده. این تابش همون تابش IR هست و این از دست دادن گرما میتونه، اگه از شیشه های ساده استفاده کنیم از طریق شیشه، امکان پذیر باشه. ولی وقتی ما از این شیشه های لویی یا لو امیشنمون استفاده میکنیم که نانو پوشش های سیلور روش به کار برده شده، این طیف امواج الکترومغناطیسی به داخل بازتابیده میشه. نتیجه این است که داخل خونه ما گرمتر میشه و ما با مصرف مقدار کمتری انرژی، با صرفه‌جویی تو مصرف انرژی، میتونیم خونه گرمتری داشته باشیم.
But despite Iran's determination to charge full speed ahead on the path of nanotech development, there are impediments and speed bumps that have left many scientists frustrated.
Suppose that as a university professor, I give a proposal for a research to industry. They give me 9 months to finish this work and give them their results. But when they want to sign the contract, it takes 3 years. You see, signing a contract needs 1 month or 2 months, but doing the research work needs 2 years. When they come to the research, they want to be very, very fast, very quick. They say that 9 months is enough for you. But when they want to read this page and decide and sign it, it takes 3 years, sometimes 4 years.
ما تمرین کردیم و به نظر من تجربه خیلی خوبی دست آوردیم.
But the government says it is doing its best to support nanotechnology and those who dedicate years to the research of this field.
ما با توجه به محدودیت‌هایی که در بودجه‌هامون داریم نمیتونیم بیاییم کل جریان پژوهش رو در کشور حمایت کنیم. اما از کارهای حمایتی دیگه‌ای که برای رفع معضل تحقیقات و پژوهشگرانمون انجام دادیم، برای مثال ایجاد همین شبکه آزمایشگاهی بود که قبلا اشاره کردم. ببینید، شبکه یک مجموعه از امکانات رو در اختیار کاربرها قرار میده. حالا ما برای اینکه این شبکه خوب فانکشن کنه، خوب کار بکنه، اینها رو 6 ماه یه بار ارزیابی میکنیم، عملکردشون و خروجیشون رو، و تشویق‌ها و جوایزی رو برای این اعضای شبکه، تکنیسیان هایی که با این دستگاه ها کار میکنن، قرار میدیم. برای اینکه این دستگاه ها همیشه فعال باشن، سرویس و خدمات خوبی بده. آخرین آماری که من الان در اختیار دارم، در سال جاری بیش از 32,000 کاربر از امکانات در حقیقت این شبکه استفاده کرده.
Officials say that in the long run, nanotechnology will save money and energy and reduce the negative impacts on the environment. But for now, nanotechnology is an expensive business and demands everything from manpower to massive funds for research. And of course, as always, Iran is hindered by unilateral sanctions imposed by the UN Security Council.
تجهیزات با توجه به تحریماتی که الان کشور ما باش مواجهه، یه سری مشکلات برمیخوریم، ولی سیاست ها و اهداف ما اینه که بتونیم تو داخل این مشکلات رو حل کنیم و تا حد زیادی این مشکلات رو حل میکنیم. و تو زمینه تولید این شیشه ها به تب دیگه خارجی ها کاشیناز هاشون رو بردن و دیگه کسی اینجا نیست. ما با تکیه بر دانش فنی خودمون، با تکیه بر کارشناس‌های خودمون و بعضی وقتا هم شده از کارشناس‌ها و اساتید دانشگاه هم استفاده کردیم، تونستیم این راه رو پیش ببریم و تو این زمینه جلو بریم.
Nanotechnology needs equipment and if Iran can't buy it, it either has to give up or rely on its own resources. Iran has chosen the latter and has been so successful in doing so that the country's nanotechnology products have already entered national and international markets. Some of these are laboratory equipment like STM microscopes, magnetometers and gas chromatographs, nano powder production systems and electro spinning machines. These products are exported to countries like Malaysia and India. Iran now has 200 companies that are actively using nanotechnology, and 130 of those focus specifically on nanotech products. All this has happened in the last decade, so the next 10 years should be even more productive. By 2024, Iran plans to be the top economic powerhouse in the region. To do so, it will have to keep up with a fast-changing world and global standards and developments, and that's no easy task.